Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A number of cities and states around the country are considering measures calling for a $15 an hour minimum wage, including New York, where Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing phasing in an increase to $15 an hour over 5 years. That proposal has opposition from businesses and from some nonprofit organizations, including hospitals, research labs, and social service agencies, that say they're already scrambling for funding and they don't know how they could possibly pay more. Zach Hirsch of Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio reports.
Jeannie Denton is a part-time caregiver at a nonprofit that helps people with developmental disabilities. She makes from $9.75 to just under $12 an hour, depending on the shift. On those wages, Denton says it's impossible to make ends meet.
You have to embrace creativity. So, you know, like, I get my clothes from a secondhand store. My car, I will drive till it's dead. I count every penny.
Denton says every day is a struggle. She's a single mom with 3 kids, and she also works a second part-time job at another not-for-profit. Getting a raise to $15 an hour would really help her out.
That would be a significant boost. But I think that we have to be wise enough to know that it's a bigger issue than that. And if everybody made more money, what would the impact be on our economy? You know, where's the money going to come from?
So this is the number one concern you hear when you talk to people in the not-for-profit world about raising the minimum wage. State and local government officials don't yet have a plan for helping nonprofits pay for the proposed increase. Governor Cuomo didn't mention nonprofits at all when he talked about the wage increase in his budget address in January.
I say lift up the poor and the working families of this state and pay a real decent wage that honors FDR's original intent and promise.
The nonprofit sector also went unacknowledged in a state report on the impacts of the increase issued last month. Nonprofit leaders say they support the concept, but they're in no fiscal position to deal with a major wage hike right now. Callie Brooks is CEO of the Adirondack Foundation, a philanthropy group that works with a network of nonprofits in upstate New York.
Most nonprofits that receive government funding have not had a cost of living adjustment in many years. They've had to fundraise just to make ends meet.
Officials with the New York Council on Nonprofits, a network of about 3,000 agencies statewide, think the state will keep cutting nonprofits' funding, leaving them scrambling if the minimum wage hike becomes reality. Steve Knight agrees. He's CEO of United Helpers, a group that works with elderly and developmentally disabled people in upstate New York. Unlike a for-profit business that can just raise the price of coffee or whatever it's selling, it's much harder for not-for-profits like United Helpers to absorb a minimum wage increase. Knight says it would cost United Helpers about $5 million.
That's 10% of our total operating.
Wow.
I don't know where that money would come from.
Other nonprofit groups say the wage increase would force them to consolidate, end programs, and reduce workers' health insurance and other benefits. And Knight says it's not like you can just raise the minimum wage and leave it at that. If you raise the minimum, he says, you'll have to raise the entire pay scale, which would cost even more. He thinks the state hasn't taken that into account.
I mean, there are ripple effects when you change people's salaries or wages. Why are they getting a raise and I'm not?
Yeah, I think that I would advocate for myself to make more. And
Shayna Latour is a home caregiver for a developmentally disabled child in the town of Peru, New York. She makes $15 an hour now, and it's just barely enough to cover her living expenses. If the starting pay goes up, she'd want a raise too. She's worked this job for almost 5 years.
I would probably ask for the same amount of raise, so at least 21. I know that that would be a hardship, but that's the reality of the situation.
New York officials say that they're sensitive to nonprofits' concerns. A spokesperson for the state budget office said it's too early to say how much the state would chip in. Most nonprofits aren't getting their hopes up. Jeannie Denton, the caregiver, says she deserves to make a living wage so she can support her family.
But at the same time, I know that this money can't just come from thin air. I don't know what the utopian ideal situation is because I don't think it exists yet.
It's true. The $15 an hour minimum wage is still just a proposal. New York state lawmakers are debating its merits over the next several weeks. The state's budget and more details about how the minimum wage increase would work are expected later this month. For Here and Now, I'm Zach Hirsch.